This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, October 16th. Well, cattle markets last week started out kind of quiet, but we did have a nice push to the upside midweek, and then Friday backed off just a little bit. But for the week, we were higher. Live cattle front months up $1.12. Feeders were up $1.50. So it looks like the market has found pretty decent support after it tested some previous trading range lows. The buyers have stepped up. So far, the market is holding those support levels. In the cash trade, we started out slightly weaker on the Fed trade, but by Friday, market was up one at 184 on the average for the Fed trade. Dress trade at 292 was up three on the week. Box beef values were mixed on Friday. Choice was down 39 cents at 301. Select up 47 cents at 275. The spread lost 86 cents. We're sitting at 25.31. Movement was 92 loads. For the week, we had 621 loads moved. That was not bad for a holiday where, you know, Monday was a day off, but it's the slowest movement that we've had in about 4 weeks. The slaughter rate on Friday was 112,000 head. For the week, we were sitting at 611, which is equal to the week prior, but down 22,000 from a year ago. The dressed weights, 829 pounds, was equal to the previous week, still down 3 pounds from a year ago. Total beef production for the week, 510 million pounds. That was down 9 million from the previous week, but up 5 million over the week before that. And again, you know, that's a pretty decent number considering that it was a holiday week. The feeder cattle index was down 19 cents. We're sitting at 250.11. So feeder cattle cash auction markets have been fairly strong. We saw a good bump up on Friday, so I would expect that index to improve here as we work forward. That's going to continue to underpin the market because obviously you're going to go to where that index is ultimately by expiration. So I think the prospects look good for strong feeder cattle demand deeper into the fall. I think you're going to see a good demand base coming from the winter wheat guys, from the corn guys as they wrap up their harvest. So there's still more to go with the buyers wanting to secure numbers before we head into the winter months. So, you know, my target is early November. We'll see how all that pans out. But, you know, the corn harvest has been moving along fairly quickly. And I think that once we get toward the tail end there, farmers will start to focus on securing some calves. I think they're just going to want to walk a lot of this corn off the farm rather than try to sell it into the cash market. You got a lot of corn available. Ending stocks are very comfortable. Prices have been weak. So, you know, usually that sets the stage for good demand for calves for these smaller farmer feeders in the Midwest, just to, you know, get a few head in there, feed it off. And that, I think, again, will be supportive to the market as we get into late October, early November. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.